When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quick question for you, Sinead, to start off with.
Yep.
Do you get it now?
No.
You still don't get it?
No.
Why not?
He's just tall. He's just tall, and you're obsessed with him because he's Australian and you have a weird accent fetish. Not you.
That was a big revelation for the whole podcast listening community.
The royal you, the you of
the royals. This is for Katie.
Mostly the American people.
He's not doing an accent here, though. Well, he is not doing the Australian accent. I mean,
I know, but I don't think the people don't have the hots for his portrayal of Elvis. People have the hots for him. No.
Okay.
They even try to do it with the slow get out of the pool and the dripping wet on top of the sun lounge. Felt nothing. Nothing.
I think you're prejudiced against Australian men.
Am I wrong?
Hello there, everybody. This is I Only Like You and Movies. My name's Lonnie. Her name's Sinead. How you doing, Sinead?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
I was just laughing because we've just recently done a bit of a Oscar snobs series, haven't we?
Mm.
All of Us Strangers, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Claw, nothing. Priscilla, nothing. What's going on?
It's a Sofia Coppola movie. Are they insane? Have they forgotten who she is and what she's made?
I feel like the Presley estate maybe had something to do with this.
But I feel like it has a lot to do with it.
Mm. And he wasn't even portrayed that badly.
I don't understand, right? Okay, so they're so obsessed with how Elvis is... It's a movie about Elvis, but it's more about Priscilla than Elvis.
Mm.
And, he had an affair. Cool.
But We all knew that.
But the thing is, they're like, oh, we're not going to endorse this. It's so awful. It paints him in such a bad light. Does it? All I saw was that he wouldn't touch her until she was of age and they were married.
Well, and then he's emotionally absent, which we all kind of knew.
Which we all knew. And that he took drugs, which we all knew.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
I guess they're betraying him as a bad partner and a bad father. But again, there wasn't anything surprising there.
No.
And we all knew that they got together when she was at school and he was 23.
But they make a point in this movie of saying that he will not touch her until she is of age and they're married and they're ready and happy.
Yeah.
Isn't that quite a nice portrayal of him?
I think anything that's not sanctioned by them and fully supportive and 100% behind Elvis being the greatest guy ever. And I think they're doing that for his legacy, but also... It's money, right? They don't want anyone to cancel Elvis and then he gets Me Too'd sort of in death and they can never make money off his estate ever again. That's my cynical reading.
Yeah,
that's
so cynical.
I don't even know if they've been doing that in the past, but about this movie. But kind of feel like they've been talking against it, haven't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, the movie itself, Sofia Coppola, Kaylee. We have seen Kaylee in a few things, haven't we?
Kaylee Spaney, yeah. Perfectly cast, I will just say.
She was amazing, I thought.
She was absolutely incredible. What's she been in?
She's Bad Times El Royale, we saw.
She's the sister. She was Dakota's sister. Basis of Sex,
yeah.
I haven't seen any of the other things
she's been in. Oh, she's coming up in Civil War, which we're excited about, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, the American sinister
stuff. Yeah. I am keen on that, actually. Yeah.
Anyway, Priscilla. She's playing Priscilla from a kid to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Not always the easiest thing to do, but she nails it. And I think shows the... I was going to say, shows the complexity of girlhood, but that's Sofia Coppola movies in general, right?
Yeah.
But for someone who is generally just portrayed as part of Elvis's story, this movie cleverly makes it her story that Elvis is part of.
Mm. So it is based on a memoir that Priscilla wrote with the help of another writer called Elvis and Me. So I think that helps with the focus of the story.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very much her story. It's her story growing up and meeting him and what it was like to be in that relationship with someone so famous.
Yeah. The thing that really stood out to me is that as the film portrays it, when they start out, he's older and more mature than her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's quite naive. She's a schoolgirl. She's living in a strange place. She's over in Germany, mm-hmm. their dad being in the army, or the Air Force. And as it goes, doesn't take very long for her to become the more mature one.
Yeah, because he's sort of trapped in this sort of like bubble of not growing up and immaturity.
We say that. We've said that a few times about in the public eye, singers and celebrities get stuck how they were when they first got famous.
For instance, the year to get famous,
I think that particularly true of Elvis. Didn't seem to grow up much more. And he had some very strange views. Apparently the whole thing about not wanting to touch her and stuff was because of his really strange traditional views.
Yeah.
And then also apparently after that, he didn't want to be with a woman who'd had a baby. Like, what are you talking about, dude? The mother of your child.
Jesus Christ.
Right? Like... I think that would have been strange even back then, you know, like...
Yeah, that is kind of bizarre. But he seems very, very... Your point about being immature, very swayable, like that it takes one grifter to come in and be like, this is a new religion we're starting. And he's like, oh my God, yes, give me all your books. I'm going to like totally buy into this. Well,
as we saw portrayed in Elvis last year from Baz Luhrmann, he had his whole career basically swiped by that crazy colonel.
Yeah, swindled by his,
to the point where he wouldn't leave the country or do anything he wanted and was sort of stuck in those contracts in Vegas for so long.
This character is in this film as well. Like, that character is in this film, but not...
In the background.
Yeah, given a sort of leading role. It's more about her personal experience about it.
Yeah, so it doesn't take long for her to finish school, and then all of a sudden Priscilla is the one she's put this guy on a pedestal, and she realizes, oh, he's just a guy who's kind of average, really.
Treats me like shit, makes me feel terrified for my life because he's throwing furniture at me.
He wants me as a little girl doll. A little doll.
In his house, not allowed to do anything.
Beck and call.
Yeah. She wanted to work.
That's a pretty bad portrayal, actually, of Elvis, but accurate, I think, from all accounts.
Yeah. I think
there was a desire from him to protect her and keep her sort of pure and virginal, right? Away.
Yes, yeah.
And I'll go off and make my movies and whatever happens there stays on tour, and then I'll come back and you'll hear Perfect Waiting for me.
Because he does say that he needs someone solid at home. He needs someone like holding down the home front and like...
He wants his mommy passed away.
Yeah, he does.
Weird.
Don't all men like that have weird mommy issues though? Like, I don't know.
Live your own life, dude. It was terrible that, he had all these hangers on too and they didn't really make her part of the family. His dad wasn't particularly nice to her, it seems. And it's kind of... She made a deal with the devil almost, didn't she? She got to be with the world's most famous person. At what cost, though? And as the film shows, eventually she had to leave that.
Sometimes we marry people for social standing. And they marry us for heirs. And they... maybe are gay and go off and have affairs, and we stand in our little English royal estate and have a nice time.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying she made a deal.
Okay. Who's she in this scenario?
The Marchioness of Cholmondeley. I have no idea.
How many scenes in Priscilla are just her walking around the trapped estate, basically? She's in this palatial...
Liam as well, that's like this ode to him. And that house gives me the ick.
Yeah, totally.
There's too much white going on.
Yeah.
The texture feels like plasticky. I don't like it.
What do you think of her parents? And they're sort of in an invidious position, aren't they?
Yeah. Over the pandemic, that documentary came out about Michael Jackson. And I remember thinking, like, the parents of some of these children, kids like, I don't know, 13 or whatever, and a celebrity says, I want your child to come with me on tour and I want them to sleep in the same room as I do. And they said yes to that. Made me think of this. But what do you do?
Reminded me a bit of An Education, where he charms the parents as much as the girl, yeah.
But what do you, like... She's going to go anyway. She's going to rebel against you if you say no. So do you endorse it and be like, just be careful, which is what they sort of did. And they kind of vetted him and they're like, well, she's going to be taken care of and she's going to be escorted. He had that friend, which I remember talking to Lisa about this, who we did the film with. Does he just like go pick up random girls for Elvis? Is that his job? This like army guy? just to find young girls in diners and be like, hey, my friend would like you. You want to come home with me?
I know.
That's creepy.
I love how they always portray it as like Elvis did his service to the country. He was drafted or whatever. Was he just over in Germany having parties? Is that what his service?
I don't know if he actually like, yeah.
In the Air Force? Yeah. Great. No, I...
What's that guy's deal?
I know. Even when we said this many times before, we don't want to hang out with people in their 20s, and we're in our 30s now.
God, no.
When we're in our 20s, we don't talk to anybody who was younger than us. Mm-mm. No way. Ridiculous. I don't have any sympathy for the dodgy actions that Elvis undertook here, but as we're saying, I don't think he was ever put in the position to grow up properly. It seemed like he wanted a younger girlfriend because he himself was younger in his mind, you know?
I can see that argument.
I'm not saying that makes it okay or anything.
No.
But I don't know, did he still feel challenged by women his own age or he wanted to control someone who was younger?
Yes.
And a fan.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And he's beloved, so everyone loves him. I think that was his sort of idea of it.
I guess it's a bit, there's a thrill in the chase as well, like we've got to sneak around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No good. Gross. I did like how her story went on and she was able to break out and start doing her own things. And I didn't really know much about Priscilla after her time with Elvis. She went to be an actor and she was quite successful in many ways, right? Which is wonderful.
Who's the celebrity that's there, like nephew or niece or something?
Elisa Marie was their daughter, and then Riley Keough is the granddaughter of Elvis, in Brazil. And she's kind of, I guess, in charge of the estate now, I think. It's pretty cool. Well, she's the heir, I guess, to the throne. Yeah. I do wonder, and I know that the film is based on Elvis and me, it's the story of her time with Elvis.
Mm.
The film ending, as she leaves Elvis, kind of indicates that's where it ends. I know it's the new beginning is starting,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like, hey, here's a story about Priscilla through the lens of the realm of Elvis. And once that ends, the movie ends, her story ends.
I get what you're saying, but I think it was just focusing on that time in her life. And I sort of view the ending as she's free now. Let go to fly away sort of thing.
I agree. I don't know what seeing the rest of her life would have really shown, what added, you know.
I thought it would have been like, why didn't they just stop her when she left? Like,
yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But part of me is like, let's tell the feminist retelling of Elvis and Priscilla, and then it's still tied to them together.
But maybe that's the point. Maybe because she was never allowed to be separate to him, the film also was not doing that.
Well, then she had her whole life afterwards, I guess, which is what they're invoking by the ending, and she leaves. And it seems like they did stay together, raised a kid and stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Can I just say, so Sofia Coppola had to use footage that she'd made for an ad that she shot because she couldn't get enough budget for this film. Mm. Why can't... You're Sofia Coppola. Why are we not funding her films?
Yeah.
What's going on there? Is that another Presley sort of dampener on it? No one wants to get the movie makes. No one wants to piss off the family. So no one wants to finance it.
Well, I guess if you're a big studio and you want to make a movie with Elvis's music next year,
yeah,
you might have been blacklisted if you didn't do this.
I don't know. It just felt bizarre to me that we aren't giving people
Sofia Coppola, Jacob Elordi is a big star.
Yeah.
Kaylee's like one of the next big things too.
Yeah. Just odd.
Yeah.
How studios are financing things these days, but anyway.
I think this easily sits up there with Sofia's other big movies. I haven't seen all of them, sadly, but I do want to.
I think the only...
Looking back, I haven't seen too many, but from all accounts, it's well respected. It's in the same realm as Lost in Translation. Yeah. I loved On the Rocks a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, I really liked that too, actually. I really liked that movie too. I didn't like Marie Antoinette, though, and I didn't like The Bling Ring. She's a bit hit and miss for me. But my point is that she is a very well-known director who made Lost in Translation, the daughter of a very famous director.
What do you think about his movie? He's, like, sold his wine estate to fund this movie no one wanted to make, and he's, like, 84 or something.
Really? I hadn't heard that. What's his movie he wants to
make? Megalopolis. He's made it. But no one wanted to make it, and he had to... He's made, like, a fortune selling wine on his vineyard. He sold it all. The idea being, I think he's, you know, older. Probably not that much long left.
Right, I see.
Bottom one there.
Yeah. Sorry to talk about your dad's work in a podcast about you, Sophia. We're doing the same thing. Sci-fi. Adam Driver, Forrest Whitaker, John Voight, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, Shia LaBeouf, Jason Schwartzman, Dustin Hoffman, Giancarlo Esposito.
I mean, I feel like people are his nephews and stuff, but still.
Lonnie! Wait, who's his nephew?
Jason Schwartzman is.
Oh, that's right. Is Nicolas Cage related to someone?
They're his nephew as well.
Is the whole of Hollywood just his family?
It certainly helps. Talia Shire is his daughter, who is Jason Schwartzman's mum.
Jesus Christ.
That's right, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, Jason and Robert Schwartzman.
And she was in Rocky.
Take your word for it.
Adrian.
Okay.
Oh, she's sister, sorry.
Is Adrian a woman?
Yeah, he's a sister, I should say.
Is Adrian spelt like that, a woman's
Adrian.
Name? Yeah, I always thought he was calling out to a maid or something.
Just always ran across the
stadium. Well, I thought they had like some things between them, but I didn't think it was...
No, he's got a...
It's a stellar moment, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nod to that, probably.
Probably.
Cool. We've all learned something here today.
We've sidetracked a little bit. Back to Priscilla. I think a really good movie. I'm a bit annoyed it didn't get a bigger buzz. I think it got some interest, obviously. Jacob Elordi factor, Priscilla factor. But it seems to have petered out really quickly, hey?
Yes. We need to talk about something.
What?
We need to talk about the fact that there have been two young actors who have played Elvis. A person who has a very particular voice. And maybe that one of them found it very difficult to drop and the other one was able to slide it in.
Did he really, though? Is he talked about? Why? Austin, why did it happen to you?
Did you not hear his Doralyn in the opening bit of Dune when he comes in?
I kind of want to watch Dune 2, just his bits, because everyone was talking it up and then all of a sudden watch the movie. He's in it for like 5 minutes.
Dune review coming soon. It is quite funny that he spoke for years talking about how he was so in character. He spoke in the voice forever and it was so hard for him to shake it. Only for Jacob to come in and probably do it better? Question mark?
Sandra Hüller just being like, I'm acting. Like,
Sandra Hüller is an icon, seriously.
Yeah. No, I haven't spoken about Jacob, except for the beginning of being
funny.
Well,
that's all I'm saying about him.
I thought he was good.
He did a great job.
I got it in the sense of I could see the movie was making him into be the idol. And he didn't look exactly like Elvis, but it didn't matter because he was being treated as the new Elvis-y sort of guy, which made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Saltburn, I haven't seen anything else he's been in.
Yeah, we haven't apart
from the short film he did when my friends at uni that he was in back in the day.
Well, yeah, exactly. You knew him before he was even...
I did. No, we haven't seen Euphoria. We wanted to at some point, but... A bit weird now.
Talking about consent for women in sexual scenes.
He's Frankenstein.
He's just tall, guys. He's just tall and Australian.
I think he does good performances, though.
Yeah, sure.
You can't
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying he's the new Hemsworth. He's exactly how everyone reacted when the Hemsworth's new on the block.
There is an exotic aspect to Australians, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all at the beach and suntanned and tall. Not all of us.
Definitely not all of this.
Okay. Rating time. What do you reckon?
I'm probably never going to watch it again, but it was really good, and I think Caitlin Spaney was a standout for me. So I'm going to give it 3.5.
I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Okay.
I'm not rushing back to it, but I could, I think, do a Sofia Coppola day one day soon and watch that.
I'm going to up my ranking to 3.75 because I just remembered that I marked Ironclaw as 3.5, and I like this a little bit better than Ironclaw.
Makes sense. As you mentioned last time, not getting an Oscar nom maybe knocked this film a little bit, I think, off people's radar. Because, like, oh, I've got time to see one movie. Oh, this movie got nominated for an Oscar. I'll go watch that. Oh, this one didn't. I'll get to it someday, you know.
Is this just what we do? Because we're like, oh, let's watch this because it's nominated for an Oscar.
I mean, there is certainly a part of that when we do it. And I think some people, you know, they've
we
got...
We do go back and see the other ones. So.
Yeah, totally. But I think some people are just like... I watch one movie at the cinema a month, every 2 months, and it's a toss-up. Oppenheimer's got nominated, and this one hasn't. Like, yeah.
Final question before we go. Mm. This movie has a lot of focus on a strong female character, a lot of fashion stuff and hair stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a mum movie?
I think it could be. I think maybe a modern mum. But I think the older mums are into Elvis, so they probably won't like it in that sense.
So there's like a group of mums that would not be for this movie.
Yeah, feminist mums or
the modern mum.
The modern mum.
A movie for the modern mum. Priscilla, a movie for the modern mum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
My concern about not giving it 5 stars, by the way, I know I'm normally a really good marker, just those concerns about it ending where it ended and maybe we kind of got where it was going fairly quickly, but it was nice to see it all happen, play out.
Yeah.
And maybe not to be surprises for us, but very well done.
It's a very well-made movie.
Yeah.
It
gives you kind of what we thought it was going to be.
Here's the thing.
But it nailed it.
I don't care about Elvis. I never had a will.
Okay.
He's not a figure that I'm, like, obsessed with.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Lots of other Oscar noms and Oscar snubs on our... back catalogue at the moment.
A big one coming up. Huge Oscar snub. Can't believe that wasn't nominated for anything.
And what's that one again? So I can't quite see from here.
Just Madame Webb sitting there.
Oh, it'd be for next year's Oscars, so.
Oh, thank God, yes. All of the awards. Definitely editing, definitely sound for all that ADR.
All right, well, look forward to that. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.